Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See. On March 8th, 2017, live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing as well as can be expected. It is.
We had the election yesterday. There was a big turnover for Redondo Beach and Manhattan Beach. We wanted to mention that we're going to be talking about the election results on tomorrow's show. If anybody wants to, it's just going to be you and I chatting and talking about the results. Right. And if anybody wants to call in tomorrow, put in their 2 cents, we'll be taking calls tomorrow. We should put out the number there, right? It's if you want to call in tomorrow, it's 714-242-5288. And, of course, today, if you want to call in with a question, we've got a great topic today, don't we, Joe?
Oh, I think it's the absolute perfect post-election topic. who's our guest today, Jackie?
Our guest this morning is Scott Weiss. He's the owner of Lice Clinics of America, South Bay, and Los Alamitos. Now, Scott has over 20 years of business experience. He holds a BS degree in business finance from San Francisco State University, an MBA degree in management from California State University, Fullerton, and a global logistics specialist certification from California State University, Long Beach. Scott resides in Seal Beach with his wife and 3 children, and in his spare time, he actively competes in triathlons and marathons around the country. Now, Joe, this morning, we're going to be talking about lice. Yes, lice, L-I-C-E, those pesky blood-sucking parasites. Now, the CDC estimates that nearly 12 million children aged 3 to 11 contract head lice each year, and it's an important topic that doesn't get a lot of press for obvious reasons, but leave it to us to discuss the subject. That's going to make you squirm. Welcome to the program, Scott. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate following a discussion on politicians with lice. Yes.
isn't there a saying, Scott? Scott, didn't you have a saying for that?
There's a statistic about what percentage of the population wants to talk about lice and what percentage wants to talk about politicians, and it's a higher percentage that wants to talk about lice.
Yes.
Yes.
And And really, you know, this is great, Scott. I mean, it really is an opportunity to blow up some myths, and that's something that we love doing. We love the facts. We want to talk about the facts. If you were to say to someone, oh, no, we don't have lice, we keep a clean house,
yeah,
that really has nothing to do with it, does it?
That's probably, there are, like you, as you mentioned, many myths. That's a top one, that only poor, dirty people get head lice. I can't get it. It doesn't happen at our school. I get that a lot, even with administrators, when I call the schools to let them know that we've treated families after school with head lice. Actually, it's a myth. Head lice actually like clean hair more than dirty hair. And the primary reason for that is they have 6 claws, and they don't hop, jump, or fly. They only crawl. So they take their 6 claws from one hair strand to another hair strand. And when you think about it, if the hair strand is cleaner, it's easier to grab onto.
It's, you know, another thing that we talk about, and this is such a big topic, is head lice. It's not an innocuous infection. I mean, it's not like, oh, head lice, head schmice. I mean, it's not like
that's right.
You can live with it. Talk about why that's true and why it is so important for people to address these issues.
Right. Well, you have a couple, you bring up a couple great points here. You know, first of all, in your statistic, you mentioned that, you know, CDC talks about 3 to 11-year-olds, 6 to 12 mm-hmm. million get head lice a year. But, you know, one big myth I want all parents to know, the number one age group we treat is girls ages 11 to 14, the middle school children. So a big thing was, you know, you always thought head lice, elementary school, young children. And although we treat plenty of them, middle school is actually the number one age group we treat, followed by high school children, and then elementary school children is actually the third highest age group we treat. And why is that? That's because the world has changed. The middle school children, the high school children have iPhones, and they take selfies with each other. How is lice spread? It's spread through head-to-head contact. If you have an iPhone, you're taking selfies, you are more likely to get head lice. So I would argue with you that the more money you make, not the poorer you are, but the more money you have, the more likely you are to get head lice, because you probably have, you know, you have a 14, 12-year-old daughter or son that has an iPhone and is taking these selfies and exposing them to head-to-head contact. And another big
right.
one that no one realizes is parents, mostly mothers, get head lice 80% of the time, approximately, when their children get head lice. So this is a family affair. It's not restricted to, you know, the 4-year-old in kindergarten that's taking a nap on the floor, you know, like it was 15, 20 years ago. The world has changed with head lice.
My skin is crawling. My skin
is
crawling.
It's a tough subject. Yeah, it's a tough subject. I mean, people really don't want to talk about it, but
they don't want to talk about it, but here's a statistic. 1 in 20 children will get head lice every year in pretty much every school this year. So if you have a school and your children go to a school with 1,000 people, you can do the math. 1 in 20 of those children will get head lice this year, regardless of age, regardless of income, ethnicity, time of the week, day of the week, what you do for a living. Head lice don't care about any of that. All they care about is that you have a scalp for them to live on, and to lay eggs and to suck blood. That's all they care about. So you can name every profession in the world, and we've treated everybody, principals, doctors, lawyers, attorneys, felons, convicts, homemakers. We've seen them all in our clinic.
Now, Scott, when we talk about the medical conditions that can be exacerbated or caused by head lice, talk about that a little bit. Why is this such an important problem to take care of as soon as possible?
It's a great question, because the reality is, in California, public schools and private schools have different rules when it comes to head lice. Most private schools, there's two stages of having head lice. One is live lice crawling around, and that's when most people realize they have head lice. They feel the lice crawling around, or they start to itch, but only 50% of the people that have head lice actually itch, because it's an allergic reaction to the saliva in head lice. And the second stage of, or actually the first stage really of having lice, is the lice egg. So these are little embryonic shells that are nested on the hair, and those eggs have to hatch within 5 days generally. So you have the lice egg, and then you have the live lice. Once the eggs hatch after 5 days, they go through three stages, and it's really a childhood, a teenage years, and then the adult years. When the lice egg is an adult, the female is going to hatch 4 to 8 eggs every day for 2.5 weeks. So you can do the math and take 8 times 17, and you see one live lice is going to hatch about 100 eggs in the hair. So the private schools have a policy generally, you cannot go to school if you have eggs in your hair, or live lice, of course. While public schools generally have a policy that you can go to school if you have eggs in your hair, but if you have live lice, you can't go to school. And so to your question, the public schools will say lice is a nuisance, but it's something that isn't a disease, it doesn't carry diseases, and you can walk around with eggs in your hair, which is fine. I accept that. I get that. But what they, in my opinion, what is failed to looked at is, A, the eggs can hatch really any time, because you know lice eggs hatch within 5 days. And B, we really see it when the children come in to our clinic crying, demoralized, suffering from lack of confidence, not sleeping at night. You know, so many children we've treated have lice and can't sleep at night because they have the eggs in their hair. They know they're going to hatch, or they're crawling around. And, you know, we've treated children that have had head lice 1 day, a week, a month, a year, 3 years. And so irregardless of if you can walk around with lice and you're not going to get spread it and it's spread through head-to-head contact, I'm very mindful of the confidence factor and the feeling factor of being a child, or a mom for that matter, and walking around with, you know, 100 lice eggs in your hair.
It is one of those things. I mean, every educator deals with that. My wife is a teacher's aide at the South Bay Adult School. These are preschool children, and of course they deal with this on a very regular basis. And as you said, though, what's interesting is that it's often older children in the household that have lice that bring it home. Mom gets it, the younger kids get it, and then they bring it to our classroom. It's very interesting how that has changed.
Yeah, siblings get it about, we find 60 to 70% of the time, by the way.
Okay. If they're a hugging family, head-to-head contact.
Yeah, moms get it about, we've treated about 5,000 families in the past 2 years, so I track this all, and we find moms get it about 80% of the time. Siblings get it about 60% of the time. Grandparents and caregivers get it about 35% of the time. And dads get it about 20% of the time. But like you said, hugging is a big statistic, and then also the age of the child. They're more likely to get it if they have a 10-year-old or less, and they're sleeping with them, for example, because, again, that head-to-head mm-hmm. contact.
Mm-hmm. So let's transition now to the Lice Clinics of America. Tell us a little bit about, your resume, Scott, is wonderful. It bespeaks of someone who has the skills, has the education to work for a huge corporation, but you chose a different path. Tell us about that.
Well, I have worked for a huge corporation. I've dealt with Fortune 500 companies in my life, and I've lived that life. I'll tell you the story, how we got into it. I think that's what you're asking here. We have three children, as you mentioned. They're right now 13, 10, and 8. And my wife, Marlene, is a doctorate of nursing practice. She has 20 years of medical experience. She's a very high-ranking chief of nursing, chief of staff, that oversees 300 nurses. And so about 18 months ago, we came back from a trip to Guatemala, and lo and behold, all three of our children and Marlene had head lice, and it was bad. You know, they were screaming, they were crying, the lice were crawling around. And so we did what 95% of America does. We went to CVS, we bought Rid, which is the over-counter shampoo that contains Promethean, which is a chemical. We spent $30 on the Rid. I had to buy, of course, four packages because there was four people that had lice. And we put it on the hair. And just like everyone else that calls us pretty much, we thought that was going to kill the lice because the box says it kills the lice. Well, all three children still had it for the next few days. Marlene had to miss work. And so we applied it again because the package says you have to apply it twice. So 7 days later, we applied it, and they still had lice. And I remember they were crying, they were screaming. You know, Marlene, if you've ever tried to comb out head lice on your own head, it's virtually impossible because the lice are on the scalp. And, you know, you have to, like, look in the mirror and try to comb it out. And me being a dad, of course, dads just kind of sit there and watch SportsCenter while the wife struggles treating their children. So we were like, wait a minute, now it's 2 weeks into it, and they still all three have head lice, and so does Marlene, and she's missing work. And so Marlene, being the medical practitioner that she is, says there's got to be a medical way to treat head lice. You know, this is very archaic, and it's not working. So we did a Google search, and we tracked down a medical device called the Air Alley medical device. And she told me, I am taking the children to this clinic and to get it done. It says it's going to work in about 1 hour, and it's guaranteed. So at the time, the closest, it was the Lice Clinics of America. The closest clinic was in San Diego, which is about 90 miles from our house. And she drove down there, and she took the three children, and she took herself. And after all of that, 2 to 3 weeks into it, all four of them were lice-free in about 2 hours. And, you know, it was a chemical-free solution. The kids loved it. They played games. And we told ourselves, you know, we live in Seal Beach, we need to get this into our community. And that's what led us really to Lice Clinics of America, which is the largest network of lice removal clinics in the country. There's 250 Lice Clinics of Americas right now. There's 20 around the world in 20 other countries. And so, you know, we purchased the territory to be the exclusive regional provider of the Air Alley medical device. First, at the time, it was the Long Beach, Los Alamitos area. And then we noticed that a lot of families were driving from Manhattan Beach, Redondo Beach in particular, and Torrance. And so about a year later, last October, is when we opened Lice Clinics of America South Bay in Torrance. who serve the South there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. What a great story. What a great turn of events to take something like this, the whole family suffering as you did, into where Dad now works on the family business. So what was that transition like? I mean, you made a decision to take this as to business. Tell us about that.
I can't begin to tell you how rewarding it is. You know, we talked about every school, every family, they don't know age, income. We've now treated families from 550 different schools representing over 65 different cities. We're changing lives every day. These are families that either just found out they got head lice and wanted to go away. They know about us and they wanted to go away right away. I'll give you an example. You know, some people will say, you can pick it out yourself. You know, you don't need to go to our service. Well, we treated a family last week. There was five of them, and the daughter was getting married the next day. So I'm pretty sure she didn't want to have head lice on her wedding day. So that was a Friday. They all left lice-free, and their family got married on a Saturday. Another one that really stands out is a girl that had head lice for 3 years, starting at the age of 12. Now, a lot of people will tell you, you can treat head lice with this and with that. There's another myth, I would say. I've heard it all. I've heard Listerine, Scope, mayonnaise, olive oil, gasoline, tea tree oil. And what people fail to realize, all of that product can kill live lice. Even the over-the-counter shampoo, the Promethean that I mentioned, can work a certain percentage of the time. But the key to getting rid of head lice is killing the eggs. And it's an egg, and that means it has a protective shell around the baby embryo. And products simply cannot penetrate the eggshell. And so, you know, this girl that's had it for 3 years, people will tell me, you mean she's walked around with head lice for 3 years? That's disgusting. How can she do that? Well, they spend thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours trying to get rid of it, and they couldn't do it because there's really two main ways to get rid of it. Picking it out hand by hand, that works, but if you miss one egg out of 100 or 1,000 eggs, they're going to hatch in 5 days, and you're going to get reinfested all over again. So the family tried everything. They didn't know we existed. And so that one really stands out. She left lice-free in about an hour and a half. So I simply give you this story, these stories, because it is so rewarding. Really, every story is a new story. Every family has their own story. The girl that was going to sing the national anthem at the Angels game that night, you know, that we treated. The girl that's in Dance Moms, that was going to be on Dance Moms, we treated her the day before. So it's every family, every treatment is special to us, and it's a very a rewarding feeling, to answer your question.
Now,
Joe, I just, again, my skin is crawling, but this is a great conversation. I'm learning a ton of stuff here. When I was a kid, I had lice.
That's right.
I remember one time it was during the summer, and my younger sister and I came home, and I don't know, we were eating dinner or something, and I started scratching my head, and my mother said, "Were you hanging out with those LaPorta kids again?" It was a family of kids that weren't particularly, they didn't have great personal hygiene things. And,
remember, that's
a
myth, right? Because they like clean hair.
Right. I didn't know that. But I remember sitting there with my mother had that little torture comb sitting there trying to get this stuff out of our head. And we're sitting there crying. I mean, it was awful. It was terrible.
That's exactly what my children were doing.
Yeah. I mean, and she tried other stuff. At the time, I don't think there was an over-the-counter thing, but like, I don't know, castor oil, or I can't remember what it was.
I've heard,
but it
people
was,
have definitely tried that.
Yeah, using stuff to shampoo it out, but sitting there and just going through the torture of having my mom try to pull these individual lice and eggs out. Oh, gosh, it was awful. It
right.
Was, Joe,
so picking it out does work. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes accuracy. And it takes a really high-quality knit comb because the ones they sell at the drugstores are very low quality. So if you have those four things, it does work. Now, our option is the Air Alley medical device that uses controlled heated air, steady temperature of 128 degrees. It's a three-step process. The kids or the mom are in our treatment room. It's much like a doctor's office. They have the medical device. We follow. We have head lice, certified head lice technicians that follow a specific pattern for 30 minutes using that controlled heated air. And why does that work? Well, as it turns out, head lice are composed of water. So using controlled heated air will suck out the water from the eggs and the lice and dehydrate them. And the best analogy is thinking about when you boil a hard-boiled egg, and it doesn't you can't crack it anymore. It's the same thing. So that's going to dehydrate the eggs within 30 minutes. Then we comb out all of the dead, dehydrated eggs. That's, you know, depending on the length of hair and the level of infestation, it takes about 45 minutes. And our third step is to apply a chemical-free active rinse on the hair just to suffocate any live lice that might have survived the process because lice, as it turns out, have nostrils and actually breathe. They can hold themselves underwater in a swimming pool for 8 hours. So this non-toxic active rinse will plug their noses and kill them within 7 minutes. So that three-step process takes about 90 minutes on average, and after 5,000 families treated, we have a 99.6% success rate. So they leave lice-free.
Okay.
So all of this picking, it works, but you have to ask yourself, balance, and we have three different pricing options. You have to balance your time with the money and your willingness to, you know, because so many parents miss work when the kids have lice, you know, what's the cost of you missing work and call it not being able to work it, to keep your kids at home if they have live lice? So these are all factors. But to your point, 95% of the families that call us, just like what we did, you know, Marlene Weiss, doctorate of nursing, goes to CVS and buys the RID or the NYX. Well, as it turns out, just to circle around on this story, lice are resistant to the chemicals and the over-the-counter treatments. They recognize the Promethean chemical, and that's because they've mutated over the years. Lice live about 30 days, so they're constantly reproducing. So they've told their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren and their great-great-grandchildren, hey, there's a Promethean chemical here that's going to kill you. And so now the lice recognize the chemicals, and they don't work.
Wow, yeah. Now, this is the one of those great business stories because it starts with a researcher, Dr. Dale Clayton, at the University
That's
of
right.
Utah, who's studying birds and their feather lice. So he's studying birds and their feather lice. He's trying to successfully capture lice on captive birds, and this leads to him discovering this technique of killing lice. And then, of course, the obvious sort of light bulb moment: wow, if I'm that effective at killing these lice on birds, maybe people would like this treatment as well.
Yeah, and it's another great example of turning a negative into a positive, because while he was doing the bird researching, his children got head lice. And just like
right.
myself and my wife, you know, it was an aha moment that led him
right.
to develop
right.
this medical device. And it's the only FDA-cleared medical device to treat head lice. And it took obviously a long time to get the clearance and lots of testing. The best analogy he uses is when you're on a freeway and the car's going 60 miles an hour and you stick your head out, your eyes dry up. And that's a great analogy
yeah.
to how this medical device works to dehydrate the lice eggs using the controlled heated air.
Right. Well, I mean, it's very, very... simple concept to understand, and all the best inventions are simple and easy to understand after the fact. But of course, it takes, as you said, 90 minutes. It's not instant. It's not a chemical, which is a good thing. It's more physical, and it's 99.6% effective. If you go in there for that one treatment, you're likely to come out, very likely to come out lice free, and that's amazing. You can take care of it in one treatment. What a wonderful business.
And,
what
to
a, what
talk
a great
about
business.
My experience in the business world, what we've tried
yeah.
to do, because it is such a traumatic, stressful event for a family, and we know this because we went through it. We know mothers miss work and kids get teased and kids miss their practice and their games. We turn this into a pleasant, enjoyable experience. They play on their iPad. We have videos with Taylor Swift dancing around and singing. We give them snacks. We make this experience, you know, because this could be the first and only time they ever get head lice. We turn a traumatic experience into a beautiful experience that, frankly, most children want to come back to the clinic and just hang out and be there. So that it's such a pleasing thing to see every day when the mom
right.
tells me my children want to come back.
Okay.
Well, Joe,
yes.
I'm just saying I'm not taking any more group selfies anymore. That's done. And we need to take a station break.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're having an amazing discussion about a topic that most people never want to talk about. And we're not talking about religion, death, taxes, or anything like that. We're talking about lice. And we're also talking with a Bachelor of Science degree holder, an MBA degree in management holder, who has now become an expert in lice, Scott Weiss. And he and his wife own Lice Clinics of America South Bay and Lice Clinics of America Los Alamitos. And they know what they're doing when it comes to the removal of lice using this amazing device that can relieve your family and anyone of lice in one treatment. One 90-minute treatment, which is amazing. Scott, we're going to talk about how people can get in touch with you and find out more about Lice Clinics of America, certainly all that contact information. But I have to ask, when you look at the success, you know, there are so many business owners and so many professionals that are looking to start businesses these days and looking at the franchise model, you know, people are trying to do various things. Jackie and I have talked with many business owners, one guy who has a window cleaning business and he's doing extremely well. And there are so many others. Where does Lice Clinics of America sort of fall in the pantheon of franchises out there, because everybody knows that you can spend, and now it used to be $1 million, it's now closer to $2 million to establish a McDonald's franchise. Tell us where Lice Clinics of America stands in the pantheon of franchise opportunities.
Okay, so we're talking about the startup cost to get rolling and
yeah.
Get the territory
and
open it up.
and the satisfaction and you know, that kind of thing, all of that.
Yeah, so actually, relatively speaking, it's certainly not in the McDonald's category whatsoever. Territories, you know, in the beginning, when it's operated by a company called Lerada Sciences based out of Salt Lake City, Utah. And so really, actually, when I started Life Clinics of America Los Alamitos, which was around March of 2015, there weren't many Life Clinics of Americas out there. There was the medical device, the Air Alley medical device that certain businesses that treated lice used, but there really wasn't the Life Clinics of America name. So they started really rolling that name out right around the time. I think I was the second owner to have the Life Clinics of America name, actually. And so it's really grown in the last year, 2 years. And again, it's by territory. So I'm the exclusive regional provider for Los Alamitos, which encompasses 10 different cities and a population of 800,000 people. And I'm the exclusive provider of the South Bay region, which is encompasses the entire South Bay and about 900,000 people. So no one else can have the Air Alley medical device. Whereas, you know, in McDonald's, you can have one a mile away. So these are all spread out. And the cost is, I believe the license cost right now today is $42,000 for a territory. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, like any business, there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get it starting up and getting the right look and feel. So Los Alamitos, it's a very nice clinic, but South Bay is even more beautiful because I learned what I needed to do for South Bay. But what you really need, in my opinion, for any business, whether you're a painter, a landscaper, whether you're washing a car, no matter what money you spend, you have to have the passion, the commitment, and the service levels. Because at the end of the day, you know, especially what we do, we're a service business. And so you can put all the money you want, but if you don't have that in your heart, you're not going to succeed. You have to be customer-focused and have, you know, really 100% customer satisfaction policy. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a lady that called at 2 in the morning last night. We answer the phone 24 hours a day. We're open 7 days a week. We actually 90% of the people want same-day appointments. You know, that's why our slogan is urgent care for lice removal. You know, this is an urgent issue for most people. If somebody calls and makes an appointment a week from now, I don't take them because this is an urgent issue. And so with that, I guess to really answer your question, you have to have a passion and commitment and belief in service. And so monetarily, I don't think it's a huge investment compared to your McDonald's and your jack-in-the-boxes of the world or Starbucks. Again, you know, it's crazy because you open up a lice clinic and you got it, right? Your family got it. And you wonder, is anybody going to call? Does anybody else have this problem? You know, the first day we're open, the phone didn't ring. And the second day it didn't ring. but suddenly the third day it did. And so that's, you know, just like, you know, McDonald's, you know, people buy Big Macs and fries. Ice cream, you know, they buy ice cream. How many people get head lice? How many have this need to get treated for head lice? It's like a taboo subject, right?
Right.
But, you know, your statistic from the CDC, they say 6 to 12 million. That's reported cases of head lice. I don't know the number, but how many parents, we give them a certificate of treatment, and we encourage them to go back to the school. We want to make lice, my mission is to make lice cool, acceptable, and part of having children, really, and not saying, oh, only dirty people, or my school never gets it. I want them to give that certificate. I want them to tell the school I was treated. I don't have lice, and I want to make sure no one else in the class has it because I just spent, you know, good money to do the right thing and get rid of it.
Right.
I have a question for Scott. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I have to interrupt. I have a question for Scott.
Sure.
You know, as I said, our experience, it was a part of growing up, but it wasn't something that people talked about. Now, in this day and age where people talk about, you know, ADHD, autism, all of these diagnoses are no longer hidden. They're out there in the forefront. People are talking about them. They're trying to find solutions to them. Is that transferring over to the lice situation? Is it not a societal taboo to talk about it anymore? Are there teenagers in high school saying, you weren't in school yesterday, what happened? Oh gosh, I had head lice, I had to go take care of it. Is it becoming more
mainstream? Great question. We deal a lot with school districts, private schools, public schools, head nurses, district nurses. You know, the reality is, I know, for example, in the school district my children attend, there's about 15,000 students and 3 nurses. And it's like that for most schools. You know, school nurses just don't have the time to talk about, they have so many other, you know, like the ones you mentioned, somebody, I guess you could say, more important issues to attend to at school, you know, and they're tasked with 3 school nurses to oversee 15,000 students. And,
wow.
You know, parents will always tell me, oh, that they get mad at the school right away. I knew that school was dirty. They don't do head screens anymore. Well, you know, another service we offer is head screens, and a proper head screen takes about 15 minutes. You need to do a hair strand by hair strand inspection of each of the entire hair. And again, depending on the length of hair, takes about 15 minutes. Now, even if it took 5 minutes, if you did the math and you said, okay, I'm going to screen one class of 30 students, do you really think a nurse has time for 3 hours to head screen the entire class properly? And plus, you have to have the right lighting. So that's a big factor. You know, in defense of all the great school nurses we deal with, they just don't have the time and energy to talk about this and do, you know, head screenings and things like that. I can tell you.
Now,
I'm
sorry. Go on, Scott.
The shame of having head lice still exists. The feeling of, I'm dirty, I'm not clean, you know, because but I always tell the children, the families that walk into our clinics, they leave our clinic understanding that there's no shame. Everybody gets it because I always tell them, how did you get head lice? You didn't wake up with it. You got it from somebody else. Someone gave it to you. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, 1 in 20 children in any U.S. school get head lice every year. And it's, you know, I've treated about 60 children at the junior high school across the street from our Los Alamitos clinic. My child goes to that school. I've treated about 60 children in this year, and I've only received 1 letter from the school about somebody having head lice. So it is swept under the rug. It's most families think one child gets it like once a year, and it's not reality. If I do a head screen at a school and I screen 100 children, I will guarantee you I'm going to find 5 children with head lice.
So now, Scott, I have to ask you, I mean, of course, we talk about this. We've talked about the success of the treatment. You get a certificate, but then you have to go back. Your children have to go back in a classroom where maybe those children, those families aren't as going to be as careful and as proactive. So there's a potential for reinfestation. How do you deal with that? I mean, if I'm going to go to the lice clinics of the South Bay, now I know my family is clean. How do I stay clean?
Right. And this is the number one question that we're asked. So it's a great question. I'm glad you brought it up. You know, number one is the cleaning aspect of head lice. You know, I know when we got it, we actually spent $800 on dry cleaning all of our blankets, all of our clothes, tearing the house up. So there's a myth that you have to do all that. No one told us that you don't have to do all that. Well, it turns out lice only live off the human scalp for 24 to 48 hours. Then they die. They don't hop, they don't jump, they don't fly. So getting the lice off the host scalp is solving 99% of the problem. You don't have to go crazy. You just have to, you know, maybe wash the sheets in hot water, wash the clothes that you've worn for the past 48 hours. A lot of people will say, I got it from a brush. I got it from a comb. Yeah, that happens, but again, lice don't live off the human scalp for more than 48 hours. They die. So it's very rare. So what's the number one way, and the something I want everybody to learn today, the number one thing? You get head lice from head-to-head contact. And so, to your question, I encourage everybody that gets treated by us to call their friends, not because I want more business, which I do, of course, but you get head lice from someone else. And so, like, when my child, my 13-year-old daughter, I'm the owner, she's gotten lice three times in the past year. Her friends have had it each time. I called the mom of the friends. I said, hey, you know, can we check such and such? Can we check her? They had lice.
Yeah.
So, you know, Girl Scouts, we treat the whole Girl Scout troop, the soccer team, the slumber party that they just had last night. All those girls, everyone, or boys, are at high risk when you know you had lice. So they need to get head screened. You know, we encourage, they don't have to come to me, but what I encourage every parent in the United States to buy is a high-quality knit comb. A good, high-quality knit comb we sell for $19 in our clinic. You could probably get it on Amazon for about $12. It's a Terminator comb. Head screen your child every week, once a week, until they're the age of 18. And if you could find the eggs before they hatch, you can pick them out before the eggs start hatching, and you go from 5 eggs to 100 eggs and live lice crawling around. If you ever saw the movie Gremlins in the 80s, they start multiplying.
Right.
So if you can get it before it becomes really a bad infestation, you can solve the problem. So I always assume all immediate family members have head lice when somebody in the family has it. I assume they're guilty until we prove them innocent. That's one thing. And then I tell parents that the best friends have head lice.
Okay. Now, here we go. This is the Terminator lice comb. It's stainless steel. It's a stainless steel louse and knit comb for head lice treatment. Knit. Why do they use that word, knit? Removes knit.
That's a great question. So, lice has the three stages of lice that we talked about: egg, nymph, and then adult lice. So, the egg is actually an interchangeable word, is the nymph or knit. And they call it a knit because lice actually secrete a glue to the hair. And they secrete the egg to the hair. So another common question we are asked or we see is this dandruff or is this a lice egg? How big are lice eggs or nymphs or nits in your case? They're the size of a piece of sand. So you're literally looking, you know, think about a girl with like big bushy hair. You're looking for a egg the size of a grain of sand in the hair, one egg, a needle in a haystack. And so the big difference between dandruff, which, you know, a lot of children have, is the dandruff you could shake out. You could shake the hair and it falls out. You go to shake out that life ache, because it's knitted or glued or secreted to the hair strand, it's not going to shake out. It's not going to fall out.
Yeah, right. Fantastic. It has great reviews, 80%, five-star reviews, 80%, which is high for Amazon. 80% five-star reviews, a 4.5 rating, at least 4.5, 1,800 reviews. Obviously, the Terminator lice comb, it's called Knit Free, and it is stainless steel. You can't miss it. It looks really weird.
Joe, I have to ask you. I wanted to ask you before. Have you experienced this with your family, or when you were a kid, did you experience this?
We have two daughters and a son, and it was an annual event at least twice a year. We had a lice issue with our children at least twice a year, three kids. That's like six times a year. And it was we did the shampoos, and my wife just spent the time to go through their hair very, very carefully. And that's what it took, is just a really careful review of literally every strand of hair. Now, that's another thing, Scott. Is there any effective shampoo that you can do on a regular basis, or is it just always physical hand-to-hand combat?
To actually remove the lice once you know you have lice aches? Is that the question? Yeah, so we actually have...
Well, I guess, order prevent.
I think you really have two questions here. Let's take the first question about, what if, let's say you can't afford the Air Alley medical device. We have two options. We have a $145 option, and we have a $195 option. And so, not everybody can afford that. It's a one-time treatment. The $195 comes with a 30-day guarantee. So if they get lice for any reason at all, we treat them for free. And so let's say you can't afford the $145 or the $195. Well, we actually sell do-it-yourself option for $69, and that gives you the Terminator comb, the active rinse that kills live lice in about 7 minutes, and a comb-out mousse. And we actually have a 7-minute video on our website. And like I said, if the picking out manually does work, if you have time, patience, accuracy, and a high-quality knit comb. But it takes time. So there's certainly most people opt for the $145 or the $195 because they want to be lice-free in about an hour. The second question is how to prevent lice. Back to your question with the schools and things like that. There's really four things that we encourage families and children to do. And number one, and this is the theme of our talk today, avoid head-to-head contact. Mm-hmm. If you don't learn anything else from me today, that's the number one thing. That's how head lice is spread. Selfies, you can't get head lice if you don't have head-to-head contact. You will not get head lice. They have six claws. They don't hop, jump, or fly.
Right.
They only crawl.
Right. One thing, Jackie, I can tell you is that, I was involved with the Hermosa Little League for, 15 mm-hmm. years. And one of the big changes in Little Leagues across America was that there was a big change in terms of rules for exchanging helmets. It was no longer allowed to change helmets. You had to have your own helmet, period.
And that's, really a second thing is don't share brushes, combs, and helmets. Now, I will tell you that to me is more of a myth because now we know lice die within 24 to 48 hours of not being on the host scalp. You know, they need the scalp to the warmth to nest and to lay eggs, and their food is sucking blood from the scalp every 3 hours. If they don't have those two things, the warmth of the scalp and sucking blood to feed them every 3 hours, they are going to die. And so being on a brush, on a comb, at a movie theater, in a helmet, it's possible to get lice, but it's not as likely as the head-to-head contact. A third thing that we encourage children, girls, of course, is to have the hair in a bun, because lice are like trapeze artists. They go from one hair strand to another. And so if your hair is in the bun, and this is why, you know, females, women get lice more because they have longer hair than men, putting their hair in the bun can help. The fourth thing that we really encourage and that I talked about is to invest in a high-quality knit comb. The ones at CVS and the drugstores are plastic. They break. You can't generally tell that you have lice eggs. You get that high-quality comb, you can tell right away. And then a fifth thing is we sell a preventative spray, peppermint-based. People also put tea tree oil, things like that. They've done studies. If lice is going to pick between one head that doesn't have that type of preventative spray on it and a head that doesn't have it, they're going to go on the head that doesn't have it. So those are five things that we share with families to minimize the possibility of getting head lice.
Right. You can, ladies and gentlemen, you can contact Lice Clinics of America South Bay or Lice Clinics of America Los Alamitos, and you can buy the comb for $19. You can get it on Amazon, I see here, for $10.25. So if you're listening to this, there's no excuse for not having one, especially if you had kids. Like I was saying, I think we must have gotten lice about six times a year with our three kids, between all three of them. And it's just, you know, Jackie, we never did have Bobby Christian on the line. Bobby, are you with us?
Yeah, Bobby. Bobby's
sure am.
With us.
Okay.
I sure am. I'm itching my head just thinking about it.
Real quickly, Scott, can you give contact information for Lice Clinics of America?
Sure. Our number for the South Bay is based in Torrance. It's 2050 Artesia Boulevard. We're between Western and Van Ness, right next to Redondo Beach. Our customer care team answers the phone 24 hours a day. It's 800-920-5423. And our website has videos of our entire process, answers to common questions, two-minute videos, all of our pricing and our services. And the website is liceclinicssouthbay.com.
All right. And Bobby
Joe, I just want to say one thing. You know something? This has got to be the most information-packed show we've ever done.
Wow.
I'm serious.
Really good.
I mean, it a lot of great information. The fact that people don't speak of it openly, I think this is a great resource, Scott. Thank you.
And I'll end it with here. I wanted our clinic to be in Redondo Beach because we had so many families. We've already treated families from every school. No landlord would let me open a lice clinic in Redondo Beach. I got told 10 times no.
Why?
Wow.
Because of the
myth.
They
discrimination.
Think when I opened in Los Alamitos, everybody complained because they all said their patients or their clients were going to get head lice because there's a lice clinic there. But now you know all these things we talked about. You get it from head-to-head contact. So that's I would end it with that, you know, to breaking down the myth. Shame on all those landlords that told me no.
Wow. And now Bobby Christian of the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. You know, Bobby, I guess there's other stuff going on besides head lice. Tell us what's going on in Redondo Beach, Bobby.
Redondo Beach is crawling with events this week and this weekend. check out Sunday. We have for if you're just looking for something fun to do this weekend, we have the St. Patrick's Day 5K Sunday morning, and then Sunday starting at noon is the 43rd annual Festival of the Kite at down at the Redondo Beach Pier. It's they're both amazing events if you've gone before.
I love that.
Yeah, and then on the chamber side of things, we have a network cafe tomorrow. It's a network cafe, so that means midday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Kincaid. And we also have a ribbon cutting for Paris Baguette, which is going to be 10 a.m. this Friday. Jack FM is going to be on site. It's going to be a whole event to welcome them into the city. So if you're around, make sure to stop by there. It's at 403 North Pacific Coast Highway. All this information is on redondochamber.org. And you can also sign up for the Network Cafe by giving us a call at 310-376-6911.
Right. So we will not ask your opinion, Bobby Christian, about the election that happened yesterday. But
We're going to
give you some cover. You're welcome to call in tomorrow. We're going to talk about it tomorrow, and we'd love to have some input from Jackie. I'd love to have some input from the chamber officially. I don't know how that happens or if they even want to, but that would be interesting because the chamber is responsible for representing those businesses that are down there on the waterfront, the International Boardwalk, and the chamber has a vested interest since they are located
on the
pier.
Yeah, they're located down there. Yeah. Well, as I said, the phone lines are going to be open tomorrow morning. So anybody that wants to call in, please do. Yeah.
Area code 714.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, right. Thanks. Every area code 714. Every area code 714-242-5288. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd love to have you call in tomorrow at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9. We're going to be discussing the election results of yesterday, March 7th, and their impact on the communities here in the South Bay. There were Manhattan Beach, Hermosa, Redondo, and other results. We'll try to be equal opportunity.
Palos Verdes had some.
Palos Verdes. Yes.
Yeah, I think maybe Hawthorne too. I gotta look.
Well, thank you for joining us, Bobby Christian. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. And Scott Weiss, thank you so much for, I think this might be the most informative podcast on lice and their effects on children and families and the ways in which to remove them and keep your family lice free that perhaps has ever been recorded.
We appreciate that. We care a great deal about South Bay and Southern California families, and I'm very grateful for you to say that and for the opportunity.
And I have to ask you one more. Scott, I have to ask you, what, Jackie? I've got one more question. Jackie?
I was just going to say, I imagine people are going to be banging down the door at the lice clinic now.
The number one thing we get people telling us is, "I wish we knew you existed before," because I've already spent weeks, months, and hundreds to thousands of dollars trying to treat this. So if one family can find out and avoid all of that pain and stress, we've done our job.
Right. Well, we will certainly do our best to make sure that it is publicized wide and as wide as possible. But I have to ask you, Scott, when we talk about the treatment and its effectiveness, the obvious sort of transition from chemicals to physical time, technique, and heat, it works, it's quick, it's pleasant for kids and adults, so it's done in 90 minutes. What we haven't talked about is when are there going to be 10 or 20 clinics in the Lice Clinics of America Weiss family? When is the next one opening?
Well, we have, as I mentioned, the exclusive territory for South Bay and the Los Alamitos. So it encompasses about 25 different cities and 2 million people. It's a full-time
right.
job. The calls come, 24 hours a day. We're open 7 days a week. And so our goal is to provide 100% service. And we were opened in Los Alamitos for 18 months before we opened up South Bay. There's actually now 25 clinics in California of Life Clinics of America. So most of the territories are actually all sold for California. So
do
to answer
you,
your question,
do you
I don't know that
open,
answer. Yeah.
Do you have to open another clinic, or can you service your territories with the two locations that you have?
Well, right now, for South Bay, we've serviced families from 35 different cities. So they're coming from, San Pedro, from Manhattan Beach, Redondo Beach, all over, 35 different cities. It is possible that I would have a second clinic within the South Bay to serve, the Palos Verdes and San Pedro area, for example, because the South Bay is such a big area. But our whole goal is to provide 100% customer satisfaction. We don't let a customer leave until they give us all 10s out of 10s. And that's my sole focus. South Bay opened in October, so I'm not thinking of the third one. I'm only thinking of serving 100% level of service to the South Bay families at the clinic we opened in October.
All right.
Well,
we gotta wrap it up, Joe.
We got to wrap it up. Scott Weiss, Life Clinics of America, South Bay and Los Alamitos, thank you for joining us today.
Appreciate the opportunity to educate the families of the South Bay.
Fantastic. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to join us tomorrow, Thursday, at 8 a.m. We're going to be here talking about the election results from yesterday, March 7th, and it's going to be exciting. Again, that number, 714-242-5088. We'll talk with you then. Bye-bye.